I remember it was 11:58 that night when I hit publish on Facebook Ads Manager. I said, I'm going to launch this into the world and we're going to see what happens. I'm not going to check it until I wake up in the morning. And when I woke up, I had a flood of applications for my $8,000 and $25,000 programs offering to pay me. And I was only paying $20 to $40 per application, which was a 90% cost reduction. And since that day, I've never gone hungry for leads ever again.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, the fighting entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode where we're going to go into a fight with another amazing guest. We're not really going to fight because I'm going to be I'm going to be tapping his amazing, brilliant mind for a free consult session. So yes, this is one of those episodes where all rounds and everything's out the door. We're just going to have a great time. And there's something going on in my business that I'm going to seek consult from him on. And so before we do that, before I introduce, well, I'll introduce a topic. So today's topic is all about how to use mini webinars to create millions of dollars in sales of high, high ticket products. And I actually have something like this coming out very soon that I'm very excited about, and I couldn't have found a better person to bring on and grill on how to do it. Now, before we do that, you know the drill. Come on, are you a member of Learn? If you're not, we're at 400,000 members. What's wrong with you? How are you not a member of this? So here's the deal. We've seen it now, right? The government's not going to solve our problems. We are not going to cure anything with the government. It's entrepreneurs like us that are going to do it, but we got to stick together. So that's what Learn is. We are a home for entrepreneurs. We're a community for entrepreneurs. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to go to LURN.com and I want you to get your free membership. Join the revolution or else you'll watch us walk right by you. All right, to be a part of Learn, we have amazing courses. We have a newsletter. We send out awesome content. We publish amazing interviews with people like the brilliant man that we have today. And we have, of course, courses that are free, courses that are paid. It's just a whole thing. And we have amazing features coming out at Learn, which will allow you to connect with entrepreneurs all over the world. Okay. All right. Take a deep breath. Here we go. So today we're going to talk about mini webinars, high ticket offers, and I'm bringing on my good friend, someone I've known for a while, admired for a while, love his work. His name is Joel Irway. You guys know him. You know, he's the webinar guy, really. He's been known as the webinar guy for a long time. If I'm not mistaken, he started off as someone who wrote webinars, was one of the most sought after people to create their webinars for them. And that's probably when I had first connected with him. And since then, he's just gone on to help people create crazy offers, build funnels, grow their business. And I get to watch all of his amazing content and knowledge he puts up on his Facebook profile. And recently, I had the pleasure of being on his podcast. And then today, he's going to be on mine because there's a topic that he's very good at that I want consult in. So without further ado, Joel, man, thanks so much for being on The Fighting Entrepreneur. I love having you here.
Dude, Anik, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to providing a strategy session, providing a consult, giving as much information away as I possibly can to help educate your audience. So I'm ready. I'm ready to fight, my man.
Awesome. That's perfect. Well, before we get started, we do have a little bit of a tradition here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. Joel, if you could raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joel Irway.
I, Joel Irway.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my mini webinar high ticket secrets.
And reveal all my mini webinar high ticket secrets. Everything I got.
Brilliant. Awesome. Well, we got it on record. It's filmed in multiple places. Okay, Joel. So let me give you the background. And so everyone who's listening, I'm going to give my background. You're supposed to listen and plug your own ideas and thoughts in and how you would apply what I'm doing. So, you know, it's yes, his consult will be specific to me, but it's very easy for you to pluck me out and pluck yourself in. And that's the point of this whole episode. So, Joel, about 3 months ago, I launched a community called Conversion Academy. It's been doing amazing. We're about to turn on some major advertising to it. Launched it internally, watched the numbers, really happy with it. It's a challenge funnel that automatically turns into a continuity. We have hundreds of members at $197 a month. They're loving it. We teach copy, conversion, and funnels. And I do a lot of live copywriting with them. I build funnels in front of them. It's been a ton of fun. But in order, the next step for this is I want to launch an actual incubator where I build copywriters. And I mean that because I think the world needs more of them. I sure as heck need more of them at Learn. And I got friends knocking down my doors all day long saying, hey, do you know any good copywriters? I need good copywriters. So I've come up with a 12-week program where we'll take someone, and it's not for everybody. I mean, it literally isn't. We'll definitely have to qualify. But we'll take someone over the course of the 12 weeks. We'll actually build a portfolio with them. They're actually going to have a portfolio built. They're going to learn to do copy. They're going to do copy. They're going to get live reviews. They're going to get help. At the end of the 12 weeks, the goal is we want to certify them. And then we actually have a system we're building where we will do client recruitment for them. We will be doing ads and getting them clients and leads for a year after they're certified with us. And so the goal of this program is to help people become freelance copywriters, add income to their life as a freelance copywriter, help them get connected, help them get clients, help them build a portfolio, help them build their website that represents themselves. And it's a 12-week program. The intention is to sell it. I don't know the exact cost yet because we're also partnering up with a couple of companies. And so I have to pay like royalties to those companies to offer them services. It's going to be minimum $5,000 to be a part of it. And it could be as high as $8,000. That could be part of our consults. I would love to know, like, am I missing something? Like, is there a particular price point that should be right? For the record, I've done tens of millions through phone sales. We used to have a full-blown sales team. I understand how the whole strategy works, but in October of last year, we shut it all down. I wanted to refocus the business. I wanted to realign the business, and it was awesome. It was one of the best decisions because it got us completely focused on Learn. Now we're at the point where we're like, okay, we're growing so fast. We have so many amazing things happen. Our students are asking, like, please, we want these coaching programs. So I'm getting ready to launch it. I thought my head went straight to doing a webinar that ends with, you know, getting someone to sign up a call with one of our coaching teams, because like I said, again, it isn't for everybody. There is some qualification needed. And so I actually assigned to my copy team, they're working on the webinar right now. And then we were talking and you're like, mini webinars into high ticket. And I was like, huh, what's that about? So that's the background. I want to start by first just saying, can you describe the strategy? And then we'll kind of, I'll keep picking at you as we go and keep asking questions.
Oh, 100%. So in the best way for me to describe this strategy is to kind of explain obviously where I came from, because my situation directly applies to how I kind of uncovered this and how I developed it and applied it for hundreds of clients now, hundreds of students, hundreds of clients. So back in 2015, 2016, so I launched the webinar agency end of 2014, early part of 2015. And we focused primarily on direct selling webinars. So sign up for a webinar, go to the free training. At the end, you sell an info product, a course. So selling directly on the webinar. Well, in 2015, a couple of things were hot. So it just so happened around that time that high ticket consulting was really starting to heat up. It's still been around for a little while, but it was gaining momentum. It was gaining popularity. Group coaching programs were hot. So were auto webinar funnels to sell those group coaching programs. So I was studying them. I was learning about them. I had some clients come in and say, hey, I want to do this auto webinar to a strategy session. I'm like, okay, cool. So we started working on that. We were getting some pretty good success. Now, we have to understand conceptually how the auto webinar funnel works. It's an education-based marketing funnel. Now, this probably is not new to many of the people listening to this show, but it's an education-based marketing system, meaning give a lot of great content up front, and at the end, you make an offer, whether it's a strategy session or whether it's a direct sale pitch. So we were helping lots of clients successfully implement this model, and we got on the train. So we implemented the high ticket model for our own $8,000 webinar coaching program. And I raised my right hand. I told, you know, this podcast told your audience I would tell nothing but the truth. And I have to say, it was pretty embarrassing. So we launched our own webinar, and it was the worst funnel that we had ever worked on. It was the worst webinar that we had ever worked on. It was really, really embarrassing. Now, we were still making money, and it was a high ticket offer, but we were paying about $400 per application to speak with a lead. Now, that's pretty expensive, and this is back in 2016 where ad costs were lower. So I hired coaches. I joined a couple $30,000 masterminds to help get this right. I'm like, you know what? I'm probably too close to it. I need somebody else to look at my funnel, and nobody could really fix it. Even though my costs were expensive, we were still making about a 2x return on ad spend. Cost per acquisition was probably around $2,000 to $3,000, making about a 2 to 3x return on ad spend. So we were making money, but I couldn't scale it, because at $400 cost per lead, like anytime I tried to push the needle further, those costs went up. So my background is in engineering. I needed to figure out how to dissect this from a meta level. I needed to figure out how to really figure out why I was not able to grow my business. And so I took a step back. I laid out all my offers on the table, and I had three of them. I had my high-end done-for-you stuff, which was $25,000. We would charge $25,000 to build out a webinar for somebody. And that was making up about 50% of my revenue. My next offer was my group coaching offer, which was $8,000. And that was making up about 40% of my revenue. And then I had a do-it-yourself webinar course that was probably making up about 10% of our revenue. We sold that for $1,000. And every single one of those funnels had, or every single one of those offers had its own separate funnel. And so I had this hot mess of broken funnels. And I'm like, this is just awful. Like, none of this stuff is working. You've got three funnels that's not working, and I didn't know what to do. So there were two big epiphanies that kind of changed the game for me. The first, I call it MTDO. So you know that old saying, like, especially as a copywriter, if you're listening right now, if you're a copywriter, you want to figure out what is the one pain that's keeping your customer awake at night. Right? That's the old saying, like, hey, how do you find that one pain that's keeping your customer awake at night? And for me, I was literally laying awake in bed at night, because we just moved into a brand new house. It was three times more expensive than our previous home. We had our first child, and the pressures of needing to provide for the family and having a business that didn't really have a substantial lead flow coming in was really weighing on me. I read a book by a fellow copywriter, Bob Bly, called How to Create Irresistible Offers. And in this book, he talks about the ways to acquire a customer and in the performance degradation of your marketing medium and the approximate cost per sale. So that's kind of like a little techno babble right there. So let me just break it down. Essentially, what he was saying is, if your copy platform is primarily offer driven, and your medium is primarily offer driven, you will have the lowest cost per sale. The more brand content that you put in front of your offer, the higher your cost per sale is going to be. Okay. So what that essentially told me was, what Bob Bly was saying was, if you want a lower cost per sale, you need to do less marketing and make more offers. Now, this is a completely counterintuitive approach to what any digital marketer is telling you. And I want to preface this and say that, like, what I'm talking about here is really where I'm going with this is now a new launch plan, because I am not anti-content marketing. I have two podcasts. I do tons of content marketing on social media, but I want to show people that there's a way that you can launch that is far more effective before you start putting together all of this long form copy and all these messages that you don't know are going to convert, because the most important thing that you need to get tested is your offer. So to repeat this, he said, if you want a lower cost per sale, do less marketing and make more offers. So MTDO stands for make the dang offer, right? So when I was reading this, I literally shot out of bed and I'm like, I have an idea, because my auto webinar funnel was just tanking. I shut it down and I'm like, I'm going to flip everything that I did on its head. And I'm going to just, like, rather than people sign up for free training, wait an hour long until they can see an offer, I'm going to flip it on its head. I'm going to make my offer right in the ad, like right on the first thing that they see. I'm going to make my offer right on the ad. And I typed up a brief 1 to 2 sentence ad. I call them power offers. And I remember it was 11:58 that night when I hit publish on Facebook Ads Manager. I said, I'm going to launch this into the world and we're going to see what happens. I'm not going to check it until I wake up in the morning. And when I woke up, I had a flood of applications for my $8,000 and $25,000 programs offering to pay me, and I was only paying $20 to $40 per application, which was a 90% cost reduction. And since that day, I've never gone hungry for leads ever again. And so I preface this because the whole element of, like, this mini webinar that we're going to be talking about is not a marketing-based approach. It's not an education-based marketing approach. It's an offer-centric-based marketing approach. And that was how we were able to reduce our cost per lead by 90%. So okay. I'll stop right there and we can kind of chat about that.
Lots of areas I want to extrapolate from that. So the first question is, what do you consider a high ticket? We've said high ticket a few times. What in your mind is a high ticket, at least for the purposes of the funnels that we'll talk about on this podcast?
Yep. So high ticket is kind of, it can be relative. It can be relative to what anyone is, it all depends on where they're coming from, right? In general, $2,000 above is what I say is typically high ticket, right? I usually like to start at least $3,000, but it can be $2,000. So I say $2,000 to $3,000 or above. We've sold up to $30,000 from cold traffic with these high ticket mini webinar funnels.
Have you found any particular, like you've got so many clients who've helped with this, you obviously have done it for yourself. Is there a particular price point that you find like, hey, this seems to be the best for just scalability, it provides enough revenue for the ads? Is there a particular number?
It's going to depend.
I hear 5,000 a lot. That's why I'm asking. I hear 5,000 a lot from people.
Yep. 5,000 is very common. So it's really going to depend on your market, right? So if you've got a fitness niche, which is hyper, hyper competitive, like you got to, like, number one, you got to get your targeting dialed in and find the clientele that can pay a high ticket price point. But it's all market dependent. The $5,000 is a good rule of thumb. Like if you're just starting out and maybe want a group coaching program, like, there's a lot of $5,000 programs out there. $5,000 to $8,000 is like the most common price point that we see. Yep.
Interesting. So I was on the right track. Anyone listening, I did not talk to Joel about that beforehand when I was like, oh, I'm thinking five or eight or maybe both or whatever. It's just I'm plugged in enough to so many marketers that you can hear the trends, and the trends are usually tested.
Most of our clients start 8 to 10. Like if they're coming into our agency and we're working with them, they're usually a little bit more established and we have more assets to work with. They usually have more proof. So we're usually around the $8,000 to $10,000 range to start.
Got it. Okay. All right. So next question is, you mentioned this. You said when, you know, $400 an application, my cost per application was $400. Can you just walk our listeners through a visual of what that funnel looks like? Because a lot of people may not actually know what an auto webinar funnel even is. What does that funnel look like just from start to finish? And then I want to know what the new funnel you did where you dropped the cost by 90%. What does that look like?
Yep, 100%. So with a typical auto webinar funnel, what you're going to have is the first thing that you're going to see is you're going to see an ad on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, any of the major social networks, right? Or Google Display. And it's going to be an ad like, hey, sign up for my free training. My free training on, you know, how to get started in affiliate marketing or how to launch an email marketing business, whatever it is, right? You click on that ad, that's going to take you to a landing page, a webinar registration page. And that webinar registration page is going to say, hey, listen, in the next 10 minutes or at 8 o'clock, I'm going to have a free training where you're going to learn XYZ about this topic, right? Enter your name and details, register for the event. Put in your name, details, register for the event. It's going to take you to a thank you page, a confirmation page, or sometimes it'll take you straight to the webinar. All depends on the funnel. Let's just assume it's going to go straight to the webinar. So you go straight to the webinar. The webinar is going to play, and that's going to be anywhere between 45 minutes long to 2 hours long. Could be live, could be automated. At the end of that presentation, there will be an offer for the next step. Hey, let's take the next step. You know, schedule a call, apply for a program. You submit your details in an application form. You schedule a call. That call comes up. Have a consultation with their team. Usually you get pitched on a $3,000 or above offer, $3,000, $10,000, $15,000 program on the offer. So that's typically how the automated webinar funnel goes in terms of the funnel structure. Then you have email sequences and all that stuff and retargeting ads, but from the general funnel structure, those are the stages.
Perfect. Okay. And then you flipped it upside down, cut your cost by 90%. What did your new funnel look like?
Yep. So the new funnel is going to be similar in terms of structure, but messaging is going to be different, okay? So whereas with the auto webinar funnel, remember, it's an educational-based marketing approach. Hey, sign up for my free training. When we go the other way with our mini webinar funnel, we focus on offer-centric messages. So our ad is now not based around free training. It's going to be, I'm looking for a select few entrepreneurs or a select few you know, entrepreneurs who want to get involved in copywriting or want to launch a copywriting business, right? If that's you, over the next 12 weeks, I'm going to personally help you launch your own brand, launch your own branded website, get your first three clients, and build your portfolio. We're also going to send you leads. Okay, it's very much promise-based, offer-centric, right? So you're attracting people who are in the need, in the know-how, and want to make that decision, like want to take you up on that offer. So that's the first thing they see. That's on the ad. So they click on that ad. They're going to go to a landing page, and the landing page is going to repeat the promise, right? We're looking to train six-figure copywriters over the next 12 weeks. Is that you? Opt in. Give us your name and details. So they're going to opt in, and they're going to go to a short 10 to 15 minute long mini webinar presentation. I call them mini webinars because we still do a tiny bit amount of educating, but we've 80-20'd the crap out of a typical long form webinar and only put in the need to know information about what they need. Okay. So even the mini webinar is framed as an offer-based marketing approach. So the first part of the mini webinar is repeating the offer, right? Repeating the promise. Like, we want them in a buying mode. Like, we don't want them to be mistaken and think this is some free training. Like, we're looking for our first round of clients. And like, everything here is to test our offers and test our promises, which is the most important element when you're launching any new offer, right? So the mini webinar is framed around that. Like, we start by making the offer, then you give some authority, give a little bit of your content, like, here's our methodology, here's our process, here's what's going to happen, and then you give the call to action. 10 to 15 minutes most. We've seen them as short as 4 minutes before. And then you go through the same process of booking a call. And
that's crazy. Okay, wow. Mind blown. Definitely lots of questions. I feel like I have to tell my copy team, hold the presses, because I just sent them a bunch of webinar instructions. I love it. Makes sense, because the right up front, the offer on the ad, I mean, the ad still sounded really sexy. And you're right. I would 100% be going, my brain would go towards, oh, content, educational driven, you know, get them on for free training. But if I saw an ad that said, I mean, not in my current situation, but in the past, if I had seen an ad that said, we're looking to help 20 people launch a copywriting business, and we'll provide you with this, like, I'd probably be interested. Actually, might be more interested because it's different. It's so promise driven from like all the other ads, which are promising something, free book, free this, free that. Okay, so very cool there. So do you still use auto webinar technologies, or do you just kind of play it like a VSL?
Yeah, this is just a video hosted. So, you know, your standard funnel builders, like any, you're just hosting a video on a website. So Wistia, Vimeo, like, we're not using any of the auto webinar platforms. We call it a mini webinar because it's still following our copywriting framework, for a webinar. We're just kind of condensing it. So, but you're not using any webinar technology. Nope.
Got it. So basically I click the ad, I go to a opt-in page at this point. It's really not a webinar registration page. I don't have to choose time. I don't have to choose date. I just have to opt in. I give my first name, email. So the promise is there's no free book, no freebie, no free gift. It's basically, we're looking to train 20 copywriters into becoming six-figure copywriters. This is what we provide. Are you interested? Put in your email address.
Yep, exactly.
Put their email address in. Do you even tell them that there's a video on the other side that explains?
Okay. Yep. So everything about this funnel is it's a pre-selling funnel. Like, so every step, it doesn't matter, like every single step, it's pre-selling. Like, we're looking for clients. We're looking to train people. Like, we don't want them to be confused and think that they're getting free information, even though they're going to get free information on the mini webinar, but like, it's not a free report. It's
you don't
not
want them there for that reason.
Exactly. We're pre-selling them on the whole process. So when we get them on the call, my sales calls, my enrollment calls are 20 minutes because they're now bought in. They know my process. They know my methodology. I treat them like a Q&A session. I'm not following a strategy session script, a sales script that, you know, you do with the typical, you know, high ticket sales funnels. Like, it's flipped everything on its head, and you know, they're expecting an offer, and I even pre-qualify them and let them know, like, we're making you an offer. Make sure that you're qualified. Make sure that you have got the, you know, the funds that you've got. And, you know, it's a pre-selling funnel. It's not an education-based funnel. Now, there's time and a place for an education-based marketing funnel. And when we scale out, we do build those out. I have my own auto-webinar funnels, long-form auto-webinar funnels that are still running to this day. But I follow the Tesla-based launch model, which basically says, like, you know, when Elon launched Tesla, you know, 14, 15 years ago, he didn't start by selling the Model 3 or whatever the lowest priced car is. He started out by selling the Roadster, right? He sold the Roadster, the most expensive version first, so he could get profit coming in the door. And then he took those profits and he reinvested it down to the next lowest level and the next lowest level and the next lowest level. So we had a descension model. And that's the same model that I apply with this mini webinar concept. And just being direct, I found, gives me the most flexibility, the most lightweight. I don't have complex funnels to have to, like, I can build these funnels in a few days. Like, our team, we build them for clients in 10 days or less. So
it's amazing. So I'm actually funnel hacking you while you're talking. found your stuff. I landed up on one of your sites and I see, like, I'll opt in and I'm really excited.
Is that where you're at?
What's that?
newwaytolaunch.com. That's our mini webinar.
Oh no, I'm at htcwebinar.joelirway.
Oh, so that's my long form webinar, right? So I think it's important for me to kind of explain my methodology.
I wanted to ask you, so first, before you do that, what's your short form webinar? Where can I get that? What's the URL?
newwaytolaunch.com.
newwaytolaunch.com. Okay. So now this was a big question because you went into it and because for mine, I want to know, you said there's a place and time for the long form educational one and the short form mini webinar. And now I'm confused, like, which one should I do first? So walk me through that.
Perfect. Perfect. So I mentioned the, like the Tesla model for how we launch, right? So if I'm launching a brand, like my end goal with how I launch these programs, my end goal is to get to a course, right? So like in my mind, like I want to sell a course and a productized course, right? So right now we've got our high ticket courses program, which if you watch the long form webinar, like it sells for $19.97, right? But I always start with the high end version first. And this all developed because when we were scaling the webinar agency, we had tons of clients, leads come in the door and they're like, Joel, you know, I read about you in Expert Secrets. Russell Brunson says that you're the webinar guy. I've got a course. I want to launch it. Help me launch my course. And 80% of the people had an unvalidated offer. Webinars are so content heavy, like they are a lot of work to get built. And I started seeing, like, listen, like we need to validate your offer first before we build this heavy machine, this heavy, content heavy automated webinar with all the systems and the automations. Like, it would take us months to get these things built without them even validating the offer. And so this is when I really started to kind of develop, like I had to come up with a new way to launch these courses. Now the end goal is still to get that automated sale coming in through the course, but we have to find a better way, a faster way to test these offers. And so this happened with myself first when I kind of flipped the script and built my own first mini webinar. I'm like, hey, there's something here. Then I started doing it with clients. They crushed it. My first client I did this for ended up going from $0 to $400,000 a month in 6 months. Since gone on to do about 75 million with that company that we helped them launch. Now I can't take credit for all 75 million, but we definitely helped them get to $400,000 a month from zero. You know, we've just had incredible success. So the way that the process that I follow is stage one, I go from, I look at $0 to $50,000 a month. Like, I want to validate my offer. Like, that's all I want to do. And I want to validate with a high end offer of my course. So when we launched the first version of the mini webinar training program, I launched my ad through a mini webinar and I was selling one-on-one consultations to help them implement this system. I said, I know what to do. I've done it for myself. I've done it for two existing clients. Now I want to get more clients and I want to show them. And so I just created a quick mini webinar funnel, ran ads to it, and I started working with people one-on-one to help them implement the results before I even created any course content, right? So I wanted to get more case studies, more testimonials, and the first thing that I sold was just one-on-one consultations, with one-on-one consulting programs with you know, with my time, and then that allowed me to build out the course. You with me so far?
Yeah. No, absolutely. So I'm trying to, so let's twist, like, let me ask it in regards to me. So My offer is already out there. My Conversion Academy offer is already out there. It's a $97 challenge for 21 days. And in 21 days, my promise is I'll turn you into a better copywriter than 80% of the world. And what happens on day 22, if you haven't canceled, is it turns into a $197 a month continuity where you have access to ongoing trainings and courses. And every month we do a new challenge. So my main offer is out there. It's doing really well. The numbers on it are killer. Totally supports purchasing tons of advertising. So now what I want to do is launch my incubator. In an ideal world, at least for class one, I'm not going to have more, I don't want more than maybe 40 people in it. That would be max. And I've got a coaching infrastructure ready to go. So I think we could handle 40, let's say around $8,000 a person. And at this moment, I'm like, oh, I got to make this whole webinar and do this whole thing. But I'm looking at your page. I had misunderstood your page, actually. I'm actually at, so if anyone's listening, you can go to newwaytolaunch.com. There, it's not an opt-in. It's actually everything on one page. It's the videos there off to the side, and it's actually straight up apply to work with us. Is this the page you send your traffic from ads to, straight to this page?
Yep.
Okay, so there isn't really an opt-in. Obviously, step one of the application process, you're opting in, basically. But I didn't receive it that way. I thought there was an opt-in page, and then you opt in, and then there's a video on the next page.
There's two versions of the funnel that we run. So we have another version that is literally just a headline and an opt-in, and the video's on the next page. We run this for more qualified applications. Like when, I don't want to confuse your audience, but there's two ways that you can run it. But it's essentially, step one is the opt-in. So they still do have to opt in on that page, and after the opt-in, it's the application page. So it's essentially, it's essentially the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious what you would suggest I do first. Should I go education webinar to application to then talk to someone to get qualified? Or I don't know, part of me is like, I already got a big audience of people that are probably really warm. Do I just go straight up, make a page like this, 15-minute video, get to the point and get it out the door?
150% of the time, I'm going to recommend short, make the offer first, because that's all that matters. Well, the number one mistake that people make is trying to over-educate, right? That's exactly what we did, is we were over-educating our audience. When I was running ads to this, my ad was to my old auto webinar, to my high ticket program. My, and you said it, Anik, you said your audience, they're already warm. And the market that I was targeting on Facebook with my ads, like they were already warm. Like what I was trying to do was I was trying to say, hey, listen, learn about webinars, join my webinar and learn why webinars are so great for your business. So they'd sign up for a webinar, they'd watch 45 minutes and I'd take them through the whole process. Why are webinars so great? What do they do for your audience? Blah, 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 blah. When in reality, there was a huge pool of entrepreneurs that already knew about webinars and they wanted one and they just didn't have the time and they didn't have the energy and they just wanted it built for them, or they wanted to, you know, to get help to build it for them. And that was the big aha moment that I realized that, like, there's all, most likely there's already a hot audience for you to go right after and just say, here's my promise. Like, are you interested or not? And I'd be willing to bet the exact same thing, man. Like, especially for your audience, like, I think you could crush it. We've done internal email launches with these mini webinars and freaking smashed it out of the park.
Yeah. So I already messaged my webinar copywriter and I was like, stop the presses. I was like, I'm on a podcast interview with Joel Urway right now, mind blown. And you know what he replies with? He goes, ha ha ha, are we doing a mini webinar now? He's obviously very familiar with your work. And I sent him the page. I'm like, yeah, this, we need this. This is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. He had actually, to his credit, to my copywriter's credit, man, I'm proud of him. He had mentioned something like this when I first gave him the assignment. He didn't call it a mini webinar. He was like, can't we just do a short form VSL? And my head was like, no. But now I'm looking at the way you position it. It makes perfect sense. Right from the beginning, you bring them in just saying like, hey, do you want to build a copywriting business? We'll help you build your portfolio, build your website and get your leads and get your clients and get you certified. Are you interested? And it's like, if that doesn't interest you, then why go through the song and dance? Let's just not. Really interesting. Okay. So I got the funnel. I have an idea. Can you walk me through, so that 18-minute video I'm seeing on your website seems to be pretty key to this entire process. Walk me through that. What is it? What do you cover in a mini webinar at a very high level?
Yep, perfect. So the elements of a mini webinar are very simple, okay? 18 minutes is the longest mini webinar that I personally created, but it does very, very well. And I'll tell you why my mini webinar does very well. And so for anyone listening right now, like if you want to go out and take a stab at this, like I'm going to give you the 7 elements that you need, right? So take notes, listen, giving you everything that I've got. Remember, okay, this is a pre-selling funnel. I can't stress that enough because no matter, even students that go through my program, my $2,000 program, they get this wrong. So if I'm sounding repetitive, it's because I've seen the mistake made from people who have the training and have me telling you what to do. So I'm going to repeat myself until the cows come home because this is where people screw up. Your mini webinar, this whole funnel is a pre-selling funnel. So what do you think the first thing is that we do inside the mini webinar? What's the first thing that we do? We make the offer, okay? Just like we do on the ad. The first thing that we do on the ad is we make the offer. Just like we do on the landing page, we're making the offer. The first thing we do on the mini webinar is we're repeating the offer. So we take about 30 to 60 seconds to state our promise and to make our offer. So let me give you an example. So inside of my mini webinar, my offer is not, or my mini webinar is not free training, right? I'm saying, hey, we're looking for our next 3 partners to personally launch their program in less than 10 business days so they can quickly dominate their competitors, build a recognizable name in the industry, and grow their business like we've done for previous clients that have reached 6, 7, and 8 figures and has the potential to impact thousands of lives. Maybe that's you. So when I say offer, like that's an offer, like that's my promise. And I lead with that because I want them interested in working with me. I want them interested and framed in the right frame of mind of like, okay, yeah, yes, I want that. Now tell me more. Whereas an educational based or marketing system is going to be teach me, teach me, teach me, and then let me hear your offer. And most people screw it up because you really need to get your offer dialed in first. So I know I'm repeating myself until the cows come home, but this is where people make the mistake. They just forget about all that stuff. So step number one is make the offer. We usually spend about 30 to 60 seconds making that offer. The very next thing that we do, we spend about 30 seconds talking about our authority and our credibility, because here's the thing, especially when driving cold traffic, people care very little about you, the expert. I know that might hurt your feelings, but especially with cold traffic, they really don't care. Yes, they want to know that you're a legitimate person. Yes, they want to know that you're a real human being, but that's about it. You spend 30 seconds on yourself and move on. Okay. So like the only thing that I say in my authority section is, hey, our team has consulted and built hundreds of presentations with the likes of some of these big name marketers, Russell Brunson. We've worked with Dan Henry, Josh Harris, and the list goes on and on, not on and on, but like we just highlight the top 4 or 5 that I know are going to be relevant. So those are the top 2, the first 2 steps. Any questions so far, Anik, before I just ramble on?
No, man, keep going. I'm listening. I'm actually taking notes. If anyone sees me like looking off to the side and typing, I'm taking notes and I'm messaging my copywriter as you're talking. So take an action, man. Let's do it.
All right. So if step number one, which is make the offer, that's the most important element of your entire funnel. Step number 3 is the second most important element, and it's called your unique mechanism. Okay. Your unique mechanism is what is going to get them to say, oh, okay, that's interesting. I totally see how that works, right? This is like your main sales point that you need, your main sales argument, like unique mechanism, your process, like whatever's unique, like Anik, okay, you want to help me get, become a 6-figure copywriter. Maybe I've seen some of these promises before, like how am I going to be able to do this in 12 weeks? You need to have a creative way, a creative mechanism to be able to explain it so they can say, oh, okay, that makes sense. So for me, in my mini webinar about mini webinars, what do you think my unique mechanism was? Well, it was the mini webinar, right? Nobody had heard of it before, so I created it, and I had to, I led with that and say, listen, this, I call it the $50,000 mini webinar system is the shortcut for how you can launch your program just like we do. So now they're bought in. They're starting to buy in. And they're like, oh, okay, tell me more about this mini webinar. And then they start to understand like, oh, you know, just like we're talking about here, why a shorter sales process, like a shorter message is better for a high ticket avatar, which we haven't even covered yet. I don't know if we want to talk about that later on, but you know, why the mini webinar works so well. But
actually, it's one of my questions I was going to ask you, is it seems almost asked backwards. Why is it that you want to use the mini one for the higher ticket sales and use a longer educational one for the lower ticket sales, which is what I took away. But anyways, I don't want to digress. I'll write that down. I do want
to back to that. Yep. So we'll stay on point here. So we're on step three of the seven elements, right? So just to recap, element one, make the offer. Element two, 30-second authority statement. Element three, unique mechanism. So spend about 1 to 2 minutes talking about your unique mechanism, okay? Element four, we're going to talk about pressing the pains of the old way and introducing the new way, creating that gap. If you're a copywriting student, like, you are going to learn how to, you know, what's so important about creating the gap, right? We want to show people why launching a course, why everything they know about launching a course, like, I'm using my own mini webinar as an example again. So I want to show them everything about what they thought they knew about launching a course was wrong, and how we launch courses now and why it makes sense and why this is the right way. So we're creating that gap. So the example that I gave inside my mini webinars, I say most experts launch with the Ascension model. So they start with something free, then they either give tons of free content and sometime down the road they make an offer, or they do free, then, you know, low ticket offer, then upsell them, then upsell them again. That's what a lot of my audience has tried, right? So I know that because I know my audience very, very well. And I said, that's the wrong way to go about it. We do the exact opposite. We do the descension model, where we start high and then build out our product suite like Elon and Tesla. So we spend about 1 to 2 minutes on element four, which is pressing the pains and creating the gap. We move on to element five, which is introducing the new model and the analogy. We spend about 2 to 4 minutes here, and this is, okay, great. You now know the pains of what we've done, what is the old way and why that sucks. Here's the new way and the new analogy. Or here's the new way. If you can create an analogy, it's kind of optional, but analogies sell. If you can create an analogy, it's really, really powerful. So the example that I give is, hey, we built a new model for course creators called the Perfect Expert Model. And my Perfect Expert Model is, the analogy that I use is Elon Musk and the Tesla analogy to describe the descension model. So we spent about 2 to 4 minutes explaining that. Move on to element number six, and this is now the process. So this is just like a typical webinar where you have like three secrets or four steps, whatever it is. You still want to give them, you know, 3 to 4 steps of like, okay, what does your process look like? So you want to show them the steps for how to be successful, how to implement your model. And my example that I go over inside of my steps are 3 steps. So step number one, we create a power offer, which we just discussed. That's your front-facing ad that makes the offer, gets buyer leads interested. Step number two, we create mini webinars to sell our high-ticket offers and validate our offer to get to at least $50,000 per month. Then step number three is we scale with a product-based automated webinar. Okay, so that's how I flipped the model on its head, because a lot of my leads were coming in wanting to start at step three, which is scaling with an automated webinar. And that's the most difficult thing to get right. Like, it's like the holy grail of online marketing. And it's also like the most difficult thing to do. So I flip it on its head and I walk them through that process. So that's element number six, the process. We spend about 2 to 4 minutes. That's it. 2 to 4 minutes talking about that. And we finally end up on element number seven, which is just a recap. So we recap everything we covered and we repeat the offer. Everything is sandwiched between the promise and the offer. So we just give them a quick summary of what they learned, and then we repeat the offer verbatim of what we talked about in the beginning of the mini webinar. So a quick recap of the seven elements that we just walked through. Element number one, make the offer. Element number two, a 30-second authority statement. Element number three, unique mechanism. Element number four, create the gap. Element number five, introduce your new model and an analogy if you can. Element number six, walk them through the process, and then finally recap and repeat the offer.
Love it. Love it. Nice and simple, straightforward. And then you've got an actual representation. Someone can watch. If you want to see how this looks in practice, just go to his site, newwaytolaunch.com, and watch the video there. Hey, while you were talking, a really interesting question came from our copywriter, our senior copywriter. And so in your video, you use PowerPoints. It's black text, white background, simple, like looks like a webinar deck. Would there be more impact if the video was actually me on camera and then edited with, you know, text going through back and forth. Have you ever tested that? Do you even care? Does it matter? Thoughts?
Yep. Great question. So I designed these for cold traffic in mind. That being said, I have clients that use this for warm traffic, internal traffic, hot traffic. Okay. But for me, vast majority of my clients come because they want to acquire new customers with cold traffic. You have to understand what cold traffic. Cold traffic doesn't, we already talked about this once before, right? They care very little about you. And so what I found is that, like, when you put yourself on video, like, it's a turnoff. So I've had clients that have tried to do the mini webinar, like the exact same script, and they're sitting on a, you know, talking head video like this, and they're just like, and they're going through the whole presentation. And it's you-centric, meaning it's the expert as the central focus, which is not what it should be. Your prospect only cares about themselves, and they'd rather read text about what you're saying than stare at you and talk to you in the face. So we have tested it before, and it converts lower when you're on video, at least for cold traffic. If you got a warm list, they know you, they like you.
Yeah.
I
would say build for cold always, right? So that you can grow and scale something. Well, that was that. We got that answer out of the way. So perfect. Love the model. Love the 7 steps. Makes perfect sense. I got a few questions, but let's hit that one question. It's almost shorter webinar, higher ticket, longer webinar, lower ticket. It does not make sense. I've been copywriting for 17 years and I still can't seem to make logic of that. So please explain that.
I'll explain it like this. There are two universal values that we all have in the world of business. Time and money. This was a huge revelation for me, right? Huge revelation for me. Those that value their time are willing to part with money to save more time. Those that value their money over time are willing to sacrifice more time when forced to making a buying decision. Okay? So there are exceptions to everything, right? So I'm never going to be throwing stones at anyone, like, because there's always a way to make marketing work, but from a very broad perspective, the time and money principle holds true. So if we're targeting those high-end buyers, people are willing to spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, right? They do not want to, in general speaking, they don't want to be sitting through an hour to 2 hour long presentation to solve their problem, right? Because they value their time more than anything. Give me the promise, give me the situation, give me the process, and let me make that situation on myself with that short term funnel, and it works. It works like wildfire. Once we scale, like my whole thing, like I said before, I always want to get to that automated sale, that automated course sale, but I just do things in a staged approach. Eventually I do go to the automated webinar because I'm selling $1,000 program, a $2,000 program, typically to the wider market, which is either more newbie friendly or more beginner focused. Those people who are willing to sacrifice more of their time to learn more about the process. They need to think about it more. They need more proof than everybody else. And that's when I build the long form webinar, when I've got my messaging dialed in already, like, cause people are paying me money. I know what their trigger points are. I know what they're telling me cause I'm on the phone with them. So that's when I build the long form webinar and the automated sale version so I can scale it. And does that make sense? Like the two types of buyers that we've got in broad terms?
Makes perfect sense. It's kind of along the same lines as the whole conundrum I've noticed, which is crazy. A client or a student pays me $30,000 versus a student pays me $1,000. The one who pays me $30,000 barely ever bothers me. Doesn't need much from me. Is not going to be. Now they paid for the time. They can call me. They can have my cell phone number. They can text me. Not really, but let's just say they could. And they don't, versus a student who pays $1,000, it's like blowing you up. And you're like, geez, you know, you didn't get all. So it makes perfect sense. I had a situation happen recently. I wanted to buy into, a program that I know about and I already know about it. I wanted to buy. I went to the website. I couldn't buy. Everything was schedule a call. I was like, I don't want to schedule a call. I don't have time for a call. I literally don't have time. So I hit up the support. I actually hit support. I messaged them, emailed them. I said, hey guys, I just want to buy into this program. Can you send me the buy link? They're like, oh, here's a link to schedule your call. I'm like, no, I got money, got credit card in hand. Like, I just want to buy. And then she writes back, but we have multiple programs. So you need to talk to someone to see which one fits. I'm like, send me a link to each one. Yep. And I'll just figure it out and I'll buy it. And she's like, we'd really prefer if you schedule a call. Guess what? I didn't buy.
Yep. They lost the sale.
They lost the sale. They lost thousands of dollars because I was ready to go. I just wanted to buy. I didn't want to deal with the song and dance. And so you're 100% right. Those who are willing to spend more are probably just in a place where they're just ready, more serious, ready to go. And they just want, they don't want the song and dance.
Yeah. I mean, Anik, I can't tell you how many sales I've closed just over text, over messenger, over chat.
Yeah.
Talking to those types of people, right? I mean, you want to reduce as much friction. Like, the elements that you need to convey to the high ticket buyer are, number one, they have to understand your process, like your methodology. Like, here's how I close my sales. Like, if I'm running sales, which right now I am, because we're in transition from a new enrollment team. So right now I'm handling our sales for our agency. So somebody will come in, they'll go through my mini webinar, fill up the application, and I don't even have them schedule a call. I say, I'm going to follow up with you in a few minutes and we'll chat. So what happens is they get an automatic email and an automatic text that sends to them immediately. It says, hey, it's Joel. Just saw your assessment form come through. Got a few follow-up questions for you based on what I saw. If it makes sense, then we'll schedule a call, but are you free? They reply back. They say, yes. I do a two or three question close, and I give them the price, and they're 98% of the way closed by the time we get on the call. And there have been plenty of calls or plenty of texts where I've closed them right on the text, not even getting on the call. And the only questions that I'm asking them are, number one, okay, so if anyone's listening right now and you run your own high ticket funnel, you can use this, you can swipe it, you can model it, whatever you want. I ask them, hey, what about our methodology makes you feel this is the right approach for you? And the reason why I ask that is because I want them to be regurgitating my branded language that I fed them on the mini webinar. I want them to say, oh, Joel, I love the Tesla model, or I love the perfect expert model, or I love mini webinars because I don't want to do a long form webinar. And if they start saying that back to me, like, boom, like they're much closer to the conversion hole as possible. Yeah. I'm like, awesome. That makes total sense. And sometimes they'll even go right into the price at that point. Like, just to be upfront, just so I'm not wasting your time, because everything's in the mind of the prospect, just so I'm not wasting your time on a unnecessary strategy session. Like, that's not how I roll. Our services start at $5,000 or $12,000. I just want to make sure that's within your budget to reach your goals. If assuming we can find something of value to helping your situation, you know, do you have the financial capability to make that investment in yourself? Some people will say no, and we're done. Other people will say, yep, I'm ready to roll. And now it just becomes a Q&A call. And if they want to call, then we'll do a Q&A call. But if not, we'll just enroll them right there. And I can't tell you. I mean, like, you want to talk about how to identify hot buyers? That's how you do it. Yeah, two question close. Awesome.
I love it. Well, you kind of rolled right into it. I have two main questions left and we're winding up to the end of the session. I was going to ask this question last, but you kind of segued perfectly into it. On your application, so when I go to newwaytolaunch.com, I hit the apply to work with us. The first part's like, hey, name and email. Then there's going to be step two. What kinds of questions are you asking? I mean, I can obviously fill this out and see, but what are you one of those like, hey, fill out like these, 16 questions so that I validate the crap out of you? Or is it just going to be like a few questions and, hey, let me get on a conversation with you?
Yeah, I'm definitely more along the lines of like, I want them to jump through some hoops. Now, it's not going to be obsessive. Like, it's going to be no more than like 12 to 15 questions. And I wish I could say like, we can template this out and we can template a lot of it out, but there's still, every market's different and every market does require some unique questions. But the general flow, and I can't even remember off the top of my head, but like, you want to know their situation. Like, you want to know, hey, you can even ask them on the form, hey, what did you like about my video? Like, what did you like about my presentation? What did you like about my methodology? I always want to know, like, did you watch the video, first of all? And then I want them to prove that they watch it. Like, tell me why you think our methodology is right for you. Whether you ask that on the form or whether you ask that in pre-qualification stuff, it doesn't matter. But you want to ask those questions. You want to ask, stuff about their current situation. Like, if they were interested in becoming a copywriter. Say, hey, you know, why are you interested in becoming a copywriter? Like, what about copywriting makes you feel it's a great opportunity? Or, you know, why are you just quite simply, why are you interested in copywriting, in building a copywriting career? Do you have any experience in copywriting? You know, do you have any clients? You know, because you might have an audience that you might have a segment of your audience that already has a business and maybe they want to train their copywriters, or they have been an entrepreneur in the past, they want to make a pivot, or maybe they're a content writer and they want to go to copywriting. So questions like that might be of help. But then you do want to get to a point where you do financially qualify them. And there's ways that you can do that. There's many different ways that you can do it. I like to do it on pre-qualification before they schedule a call. You can also do it on the assessment form and ask questions like, hey, you know, obviously this isn't, you know, this is a paid investment. You know, if assuming there's a right fit and assuming there's a way that we can help you achieve your goals, do you have, you know, the means available? Are you willing and able to make, you know, a 4-to-5-figure investment in yourself to become a 6-figure copywriter? And everything needs to be framed around your promise, even in the assessment form. Like, never forget about your promise. And that's the number one mistake I see people make with their assessment forms, is that they're asking general questions and they're never tying it back to the core promise. And if your core promise is making them a 6-figure copywriter, you need to keep repeating that throughout your questions. Like, why do you want to be a 6-figure copywriter? Do you have the means available to invest in yourself to become a 6-figure copywriter? So if I can give you one piece of advice when creating your assessment forms, interweave your promise throughout your questions, because you never want them to forget why they're here. It's really critical.
Awesome, man. Mind blown. Love it. All right. Last question, really. And I feel like there's just so much more that we could go into. But I think for now, like, I'm going to go take action on this. And I bet you, if you're listening, honestly, by the time this episode releases, I may have already done this, as you may have already actually seen me take action on it. Which, for those of you listening, I told you why I launched this podcast to begin with, why I'm in love with this podcast. It's completely selfish. I did it and I've stuck with it so long because I get to learn from amazing minds like Joel. And, you know, the fact that you get to be a fly on the wall is just like a side benefit for me. Like, I'm like, that's great, but I'm really going to use this for myself. Just saved me a ton of headache, a ton of things. And you're right. Like, at least for the first class, I don't need to go through the song and dance. There's a really simple, easy way to do this. But the fact alone that you said this works on cold as well is huge. Last question. We've talked about this a few times. I also happen to know you're very big on creating irresistible offers. That's like a big part of the service you provide. You've mentioned it throughout this podcast episode like 6 times. You mentioned the biggest book that had an impact on you by Bob Bly, I think you said, How to Create Irresistible Offers. How do I turn Copywriting Incubator into an irresistible offer? Like, what would you do? If I was your client right now and I'm like, I got this 12-week program where I'm going to certify copywriters, how do I turn that in? What are the elements that are needed? I may have already covered them. I hope I have, but if not, I mean, still, how do I turn that into an irresistible offer?
The way that you want to turn it into an irresistible offer is you have to understand what are wins in your customer's mind, right? So yes, there's the big win of becoming a 6-figure copywriter, but you also have to know, like, there's clearly steps in between there. Like, there's different milestones that they go through in order to get that 6-figure copywriting crown. So many people focus on that big result. Like, let's say it's 6-figure copywriting, and they think that's the big win in their mind. And it is a win. I mean, it is a big win, but it's like, you have to understand that for them to achieve other milestones, you want them to be able to say, I got the value out of this program just by accomplishing other mini milestones along the process. That is super critical in understanding how to create an irresistible offer, right? So if I were to just take a guess at what some of those other major milestones are, I'm assuming getting their first paying client would be like a huge freaking milestone for them. So if I were to create an irresistible offer, I'd be focusing my attention around, this would be one angle that I would take, but I'd be focusing my attention around, like, how do I get them, what is everything in my power that I can do to get them their first paying client as fast as possible, right? And I would start framing my promise around that milestone. So if you're listening right now, like, you need to make sure that you've got your customer journey mapped out. Like, what are the milestone wins that they get all the way up until they fulfill your end? You fulfill your end promise, because you want to create an irresistible offer. You need to be able to speak to those micro milestones, because in the mind of a copywriter who wants to become a six-figure copywriter, they probably can't even fathom getting their first paying client. So for them to get their first paying client is like that huge mountain that they can get over. Once they get that first win, like, it's much easier for them to see the six-figure career path. So Anik, if I were you, like, I'd be focusing my irresistible offer around, like, listen, I'm gonna get you your first paying client in a week. That may not be possible, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if I were to create that irresistible offer, like I might have leads already lined up for them, willing to take on junior copywriters, and say, like, if you sign up, like, I've already got a paying client for you. Like, all you, like, I've already got a paying client waiting for you. Like, all you need to do is just sign up, go through some pre-training to understand the elements of copywriting. But that would be a freaking irresistible offer. Like, I have paying clients waiting for you right now. If you sign up, like, I'm going to give you your first paying client, and I'm going to be sending you leads. Like, that's how I would, like, because that's the micro milestone that you need to focus on.
That's huge. No, I love it. I love it, man. Whew. So powerful. It has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Joel, I know without a shadow of doubt that our listeners are going to want to get a hold of you, listen to you, get more of you. Where do they go? How do they enter the land of Joel Irwe?
I got a ton of great free resources that they can check out. First, since you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're a podcast listener. I have two podcasts that you can tune in. First is Sold with Webinars, which Anik is a guest of. His episode is going live. It will be live in about a week and a half. So I don't know when this is going to go live, but it's probably live by the time you listen to this episode. Yep. So you can go to check out Sold with Webinars on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere that you get your podcasts, or go to soldwithwebinars.com. It'll redirect you to that podcast. I have an interview series that I do called Experts Unleashed, where I interview all sorts of experts. We just interviewed a Navy SEAL, Alden Mills. He had an awesome interview. He built a 8 to 9 figure business selling and creating the perfect push-up. So we do all sorts of interviews over there on Experts Unleashed. So you can go check out that podcast as well. If you want to catch my training on high ticket courses, where I teach all about mini webinars and scaling high-end offers, go to highticketcourses.com. And at the time of this, I think my personal brand website is live. So you can go to joelirwe.com, and that's kind of the central hub for all this content. So there you go. There's everywhere that you can
completely immerse yourself in this stuff. But seriously, you just listened to the man for an hour. And I'm sure my mind is blown. I'm sure your mind is blown. Joel, thank you so much. It has been an absolute honor and a pleasure. We hope to have you back one of these days. Maybe we'll have you back and I'll show you what I did and reveal the results to you, which I'll do anyways. I'll message you privately and let you know how it goes. For the rest of you, come on. Are you watching on YouTube right now? You got to leave a comment below. You got to shout out to Joel. I mean, he took time away from his family and his business to be here for you. Click subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, click the bell icon, click every icon you can see on YouTube. On onikpodcast.com. Remember, leave me a positive review on iTunes. Help us spread this love of the fighting entrepreneur community. I pick random winners every single week to win time with me, you know, cool swag, whatever. If you leave a review on iTunes, please go forth and do that. Other than that, you guys know what the drill is. Go out there, fight for your dreams. Remember, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Go out there, kick some butt. Love you guys. Stay safe. This is Onik signing off. Until next time. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onik Singhal.